Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Miles, I was supposed to get an installation done today, but I haven't heard from anybody. Are we still on? Could you check on this?
Sure. Can you provide the phone number associated with the order?
Yeah, it's 512-773-0600.
That was 512-773-0600.
Correct.
Thank you. And I'm attempting to locate your order in our database. And I thank you for your patience.
Yeah, sure.
The system is still searching.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, they came out last week, measured everything, and I did get a call a couple of days back or a few days back saying that it's scheduled for today.
Oh, okay. All right, and let's see here. Okay, this order is for Phillips.
Yeah,
Madanapali at 14313 Genesee Trail, Austin, Texas, 78717.
Yeah.
Primary phone 512-773-0600 with an email of PUIEDA@outlook.com. Is this correct?
The only the email is wrong. It's PY, not PU.
Oh, okay. Let me correct that. Although we really don't send our customers any email. But I guess just in case, if we may happen to need it, we would need it to be correct. So I have updated it. Now it says PYIEDA. And
It should be PYEDA.
Oh, so there was not supposed to be an I. Okay. See, PYEDA.
At Outlook.com, yeah.
Okay, let's see here. Which makes sense, like your first initial and then the first part of your last name at Outlook.com. Okay, I understand. All right, so the order has been marked as unable to complete, and it states that the installation office sent an email over to our team to let them know that the order was assigned to them in error and it needs to be assigned to the correct installation office. But it looks like, it's not an area that they cover on Saturday. So the order just has to be rescheduled. Okay. So it just needs to be rescheduled. I apologize, sir, but I can assist you with rescheduling.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see here. And the next available day I can offer for scheduling is Wednesday the 24th.
Okay. Is nothing earlier because there's a big thing lying in my doorway.
I understand. I apologize, but I can't do anything sooner than the 24th. I'm only allowed to schedule for 3 business days out, which puts us at Wednesday.
Okay. Let's do that. Yeah.
All right. Let's see here.
So what happened? They scheduled it mistakenly on a Saturday when they didn't do install.
Yes, sir. Okay. Whomever scheduled this didn't know. They didn't know that the installation office doesn't go out to your area on Saturdays. So when they scheduled it with you, they thought everything would be okay. But after they scheduled it, the installation office later that afternoon, they notified us, you know, hey, wait, you know, we don't cover this area on Saturdays. And then after that, I'm not sure why no one followed up with you to correct the issue, I'm sure.
Okay.
But I'm going to go ahead and send an email over to the installation office to let them know that this has been scheduled for Wednesday.
Okay.
And I thank you for your patience.
Hey, no problem.
Okay, I have sent that email over to the installation office, and you'll receive a call in the afternoon or evening hours on Tuesday with your time frame for Wednesday. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at XPO?
No, good. Thank you.
You're welcome. I thank you for calling XPO. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I do hope that you have a good weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.